is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of We Came From Beneath the Sea. As always, I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
We in a new space.
Yes.
We are out of the cold.
Correct.
We're moving on up. On to Zachary's house.
Yep.
Yep, we moved in.
Yep.
And
yep.
We're never leaving.
They spoon each other in the guest bedroom at night.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're out of the cold, boys, and off of that.
Out of the cold,
door.
Out of the heat in the summer.
Not recording on a door.
Not recording on a makeshift table.
Yep, we're at my coffee table or my kitchen table.
Yes.
Yup. Yup. So, what'd you guys do this week?
Lots of shit. I guess I'll go ahead and run down some of the shit that I've kind of been fucking with, I guess. So, like, I binge-watched that entire first season of the Chucky TV shows. I really liked it. Genuinely, like, I think it's really good. The only thing I have a problem with is the ending's kind of confusing. I'm really hoping that they explain it in a non-so-confusing way in season two.
They don't spoil it yet, because I finished episode four.
Yeah.
Over I'm not going to spoil break it. Today.
But, yeah, I mean, other than that, it was great. Part of me, like, I knew that this was going to be a continuation of Cult,
mm-hmm.
but part of me was kind of hoping it was going to be a new thing.
Right.
Because, I don't know, like, when I watched Cult, like, it was all right.
I still haven't
seen Cult. The Curse and Cult movies, like, those movies are all right. But I was hoping that they were going to be different. I rewatched the entire Scream franchise, including mm-hmm. Saw, the new one. We'll talk about that a little later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had fun watching them. Teen horror is not really my thing, but it's those movies are good, so I can admit it.
Do you? I like Scream. I mean, I have a tattoo of them, so
yeah,
I must like them.
The first one's pretty good.
Yeah,
two's good. It's not as good as the first. Three, you got to think of that one like a Scooby-Doo movie.
I just think of it as dog shit.
Well, that's your opinion.
What it is.
Scooby-Doo
shit.
Well, that's your opinion.
Scooby-Doo shit.
Fourth one's pretty good, too.
Well, yeah. I like four.
And the
fourth
new
one.
One.
I don't know
good.
If... I think I said... Scream 4 was the first Scream I ever saw.
Yeah. Scream... I saw the first three when I was, like, really young. Because my cousin, his aunt... Or his mom, my aunt, had all of them on DVD. And we just, like, binge-watched them when I was over there one weekend.
Interesting.
I didn't remember shit because I was, like, seven.
Right.
But I watched them again not too long after we graduated. Didn't really care for them. And then I watched them again to prep myself for Scream 5
yeah.
or Scream 2022 or 5 Cream, whatever the fuck you want to call
cream.
It.
I just think it's Scream because there's no 5 mentioned anywhere. It's that requel way of saying, hey, this is a sequel, but also kind of like a
yeah.
reboot.
Yeah, and it's kind of a dog shit thing, in my opinion. But
I don't hate it, but I also don't
I
love it.
I think that everybody's doing it so much these days.
Well,
I think
you got to think a lot of these franchises have so many. And Halloween did it. Like
Halloween Candyman,
that's
Texas
movies.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. This is like the third movie coming out with the name The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm. And I think
which I hope is not dog shit.
There's also
I
three.
Hope it's not either.
There's also three Halloweens, two Candymans. There's two Screams now. There's
Candyman
two Friday the 13th.
You?
There's yeah. only one Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
There's only one.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Anyways, that's pretty much what I've been up to.
I haven't really been up to much of nothing. Still watching Dexter. Liking that a lot. I watched Cobra Kai season 4.
I'm like a third of the way through that. I haven't finished it yet.
I like that show. I mean,
Cobra Kai is just like zany fucking fun, I guess.
Yeah, it's just fun to watch.
Is there going
to
be another season?
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents...
They're going to milk that shit to the very end.
My parents said... Was it season 4?
Yeah, the newest one.
Yeah, they said it wasn't that great.
It's not. It's not super great. It's just... It's all right.
You know, hope it leads to something bad.
It's kind of how I feel about, like... every, like, show has, like, a lackluster season.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry to say it, but I don't think there's, like, one show out there that has, like, all great seasons.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, dramatic live-action shows. I'm not talking about, like, cartoons and shit, because those don't really count.
You also get shows that have that one season that ruins the whole fucking show.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai season 4 is that, I swear to God.
But I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that bad.
This is kind of
like, I like it so far. I'm like 3 episodes in.
This is kind of like, this might piss people off, but like Stranger Things season 3 was kind of bleh.
Everybody went nuts over that, saying that season 3 was so good. And people say like season 2 was really good too.
I like half of the concepts.
Season 1 is still the best one.
Some of the concepts in season 3 are some of the best concepts, but the executions were...
I just didn't care for like all the kids being like, oh, I have a girlfriend. Oh, my girlfriend broke up with me. Oh, well,
I think the first season is the best season of that
show.
It's
the fuck. It's the 80s. They're kids. Of course, they're all they're thinking about at that age.
I like every.
You know what they're thinking of.
I'm not to say I don't like every season of that show. I like that show.
Yeah.
But I think it goes in order. Season 1, 2, and 3.
Mm. Yeah. Like, I'm hoping season 4 is good. I'm still pissed that they like were just like, oh, yeah, Hopper is still alive.
I'm pretty like him. It's impartial, the word. I'm not like die hard in love with Stranger Things, but like I think it's a good show.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I can't personally rank the seasons, like it's not that I don't care enough to do it. It's just that like I just like it. I mean, I don't want to subject it to like, well, this is my favorite, and then this is kind of bad, and then this is real bad.
I got into the show because the It remake, like it had Finn Wolfhard.
Mm.
And everybody's like, oh, that kid's from Stranger Things. And, like, I didn't want to watch Stranger Things for, like, the longest time because I thought it, like, usually when, like, people at school and shit, like, blow a show or a movie up, I usually never end up liking it.
Between Stranger Things and fucking Game of Thrones, that's all I heard about.
I liked Game of Thrones.
And Walking Dead.
Yeah.
We unfortunately lived through that fucking bullshit.
I held off the... watching Stranger Things for a long time.
Yeah, like it took me like I don't know, like 2 years after season 1 came out to finally. Well, it was after It came out. I was like, you know, that Finn Wolfhard kid's really funny, so I'll watch it. And I liked it. I did genuinely like it a lot. Yeah. And I chose a good time to watch it too, because Stranger Things season 2 was only like a month from coming out. So I binged like the first season, and then I only had to wait like a month for the second one.
Yeah.
And then, but I'm hoping season 4 is good.
Like I think I said, it will be. I mean, I think season 4 will be pretty good.
I don't think that they should keep the show going past, like, maybe 5 seasons.
I think they're going to end it when it reaches, like, 1990. They're not going to go past the decade of the 80s, I think.
So, I just I don't want them to, like, drag the show out to where it becomes, like, a Game of Thrones or a Walking Dead or... any other show that you can name where you're just like, God damn it, just fucking do the shit we want to see and end it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can agree with that.
But yeah, what about you? What have you been up to?
One more thing. I watched the new Matrix.
Oh, is it good?
It's better than I thought it was going to be. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, that movie kind of looked like shit based off of the trailer.
Like the trailer even spiked my interest. So I knew I was going to watch it. I
like Keanu. I'm always like, well, you know, if he's in it, you got to watch it eventually. And I mean, I'm going to admit, I haven't seen like the Matrix trilogy. I've seen like the first two. And I like the first one. It's just like when I try to go back and watch them, like the CGI is just like, it melts my brain super well.
Yeah. But it's pretty good. I mean, if you're a Matrix fan, you're going to like it.
Yeah.
I'm not over the top about the Matrix or anything, but I enjoyed it. I did. I like what they did with the concept of, like, you know, expanding the story.
Mm-hmm. How did you watch it? Did you see it in the theaters?
I saw it on HBO Max.
Oh, they put it on there?
Yeah, it's on HBO Max.
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I dug it. That was pretty good.
Okay, Bailey, your turn.
What did I do this week? I worked... we've been busting our ass over at my job, and we made a lot of money already in the first 2 weeks of the year, so I'm fucking exhausted. Last night, I couldn't sleep. I was up till like 2:30 in the morning. Last night being Thursday, early Friday morning, because this is Friday the 14th. This comes out Monday the 17th.
Something like that.
I think Monday's the 17th. But yeah, I read a lot of American Psycho last night. I'm almost done. I have like 99 pages left because the book's $3.99 and I'm at page 300.
Nice.
Just a few chapters left of Patrick Bateman's story. Then I can finally watch the movie.
Yeah.
The book made me throw up a little bit last night. It's just gross. Not going to get into detail, but yeah, it's not good. And reading it at like 2 o'clock in the morning is not a good idea either.
Nope.
It's, yeah.
What can you do?
But what can you do? I bought Far Cry 6 the other day. I got it on sale for $71 instead of $119 because I bought the Ultimate Edition with all the DLC and shit.
Very nice.
It's pretty fun. I'm still like in the first 2 hours of the game, so like all those like mini tutorials keep coming along, like when you're just walking around and shit.
You said Far Cry?
Yeah, Far Cry. I love the
I've heard mixed things.
I started playing
that.
Far Cry when Far Cry 4 came out.
Yeah.
I fucking beat it so fast. I liked that game a lot. And then Far Cry 5 came out. That's the first game I ever bought for $100. I pre-ordered the Steelbook.
It's like every time they like put out a Far Cry game, like the first like month, people were just bitching because how buggy it is.
And that's why I waited.
Yeah.
And it's a good game.
They're like, oh my God.
I've encountered one bug. I shot this guy, the enemy in the head.
You guys always put out unfinished games.
He ragdolled into the air at like a million miles an hour. It was quite funny.
Hell yeah.
It happened last night. It was funny. what else was I doing? I did rewatch the first Scream. My intention was to watch the whole franchise before we went and saw Scream on Thursday, the 13th. I failed. I just had a lot going on. I was tired.
Yeah, I watched like Scream one day, Scream 2 the next, and then Scream 3 and 4. I like watched them back to back the day before we went and saw it.
Yep. I've just been real busy. Did I do anything else? I don't think so.
Nope. Okay, what did y'all think about Scream then?
This is going to be spoiler free for a minute. We'll let you know when it becomes spoilery.
We can do like a spoiler thing at the end, like we did with, what was it, Halloween Kills?
The end of the episode or the end of...
Like towards the end of the episode.
That's
fine. Did we do that with Halloween Kills?
Maybe.
Yeah, but that's also when like our what did you watch segment was like at the end because we moved it. Yeah.
Well, I guess we could do it right after we do non-spoilers.
We'll give you a warning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll try to put a time code to where we stop talking about it in the description. Scream happened. Five Cream happened.
Yep.
That's what they should have named.
Five Cream.
It was good.
Up first, I gave it an 8 out of 10.
I gave it
a 7.5. It's not a perfect movie, but it's also not like the worst dog shit thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Like, it's the Scream franchise is like far from like the worst horror franchise, you know?
No, it's not even close.
And, like, pretty much the only one anybody ever brings up is Scream 3 as being like the bad one. And really,
people are coming around on that, though.
Well,
too.
Like, in my opinion, like, it's a good movie, but there's just shit about it that's stupid. Like, the killer reveal. Like, Sydney's mom being involved. Like, the ghost, like, dream shit. Like, I thought that was stupid. The voice simulator was really dumb.
Yeah.
The reveal of who the killer is, I think, is the dumbest part of that
movie. Like,
Roman,
and not only that, but...
stabbed. He was stabbed.
So, like, when they're, like, in the mansion and shit, the Scooby-Doo mansion... He's getting around awfully quick.
Yeah. Their secret isn't that what they explained? They were like secret passageways.
Yeah,
there is. But that motherfucker was like appearing from one end of the hallway to the other.
He's a runner.
And also, they imply that he planted the seeds of
Billy and Stu.
Yeah, and Billy.
I killed our mom.
Yeah, like that's so fucking stupid. Like I
and
hate
like
that.
The sibling thing was pretty shoehorned in.
It also put Scream 5's like slogan to shame. It's always someone you know until it's not somebody you know. Actually,
like he pulls off the mask, and I feel like everybody who saw it at the time was like, "Okay, who the fuck are you?" Like,
puts his glasses on. Oh,
except for Sydney because she's never met that motherfucker until that
point. Roman Bridger, I'm a director.
She's like,
And I'm also your brother.
Brother.
It's like, who fucking cares?
Who the hell cares?
Anyways, I hope the cast got paid good for that.
I hope so. But Scream 5, or Scream, as they're calling it. I wrote this down for the notes for the podcast I'm appearing on tomorrow, for next week. Make every death count, by the way. Stay tuned. It felt familiar. Like, the first 30 minutes felt real 90s-ish, you know what I mean? With, like, the cinematography and the angles they were using. But it felt still, it still felt new.
It kind of felt
it was
like
familiar but different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, like it was very much in line with like Drew Barrymore's scene in the original.
Like up until I think right after Dewey calls
technology.
The person. Yeah. Dewey had his trailer, it started shifting into like the modern world for me. Like,
yeah.
But it was very 90s and I liked that a lot because I do like 90s horror movies. Especially Scream, obviously.
Yeah.
But I thought Ghostface was back with a vengeance. He was pretty brutal, and like the way he was striking people with the knife and stuff, and just felt like he really had a grudge this time.
Yeah.
Well, it's like every time they come back with a new movie, they have to make his, they have to ramp his kills up some more.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I liked the kills that we saw. There were some of them that were not really graphic, but just super bloody and fast and and
unexpected to come that quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like, it was a good time. It was a good movie to kick off the year.
Won't spoil it right now, but the killer reveal was half good, in my opinion. The first one that's revealed, saw coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
The second one, you go back and forth.
Kind of meh. Like, the killer reveal to me was fucking lackluster.
Yeah. I liked half of it.
Like, I was also kind of, like, pissed at their motive, but the more we kind of talked about it, the more I kind of came around. You know, like,
well, with that being said, I think we'll just go ahead and dive into spoilers. So, we're going to give 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 spoilers for Scream 2022 coming right now. Okay, what are we going to go with?
The boyfriend fucking did it.
Yeah. Reddit. We're on Reddit. And 4chan.
Like, basically, like, when they revealed the killers and they were talking, like, and they were giving out their, like,
radicalized.
Yeah, their motivations. At first, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, God damn it, you know? And
none of the sequels are as ever good as the original.
Bro, that shot's fired.
Literally at half of the toxic horror fandom, bro. Yeah. Like, they straight up call out toxic fan, or fan, even fan films. They call fan films out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, huge. Huge
am I
shots
in fucking
fired.
Fan fiction?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, when we kind of, like, talked about, like, how it was, like, supposed to be just stupid toxic fans, like,
and then like elevated horror gets brought in, like A24's movies and shit like that, like The Lighthouse and The Witch and all that got brought up, and I'm like,
Babadook,
interesting follows. Reaction.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, yeah, like they brought up a lot of like you know 2010s horror that was really big and everything.
The formula was switching. We are in the requel formula, which is who the hell knows?
Yeah.
What the who? No one knows what's gonna fucking happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping Psycho Goreman would show up. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
the hunky boy. By the way, I guess we can go since it was brought up. Dead in Santa Carla just did an episode on Psycho Goreman.
Yep.
So go check our boys over in Santa Carla out.
That's just a good movie in general. We should watch that too.
Psycho Goreman was such a good
movie. Yeah,
y'all
haven't watched
it, I slept
watch
on
it.
That fucking movie.
I love that
so
movie.
It was my favorite movie of last year.
Dude, probably same.
Oh,
honestly.
I slept on it for so long. Yeah. I wouldn't say, maybe. I haven't thought about
people
it.
People probably get shitty because I say that. Like, oh, you had Halloween Kills, Candyman, Malignant and all
Man,
this other shit.
Fuck!
You know, and I'm just
Malignant's
like,
up there, too. I really,
Malignant's
really
like, I came around
Malignant.
To it, like, part of me is just like, man, you know, you gotta fucking, like, you like all these bonker films, just like a modern bonker film,
right,
you know?
Right,
like, oh, man.
It's just kind of weird, because it's James Wan, you know?
Yeah.
It's not really.
Oh, we're talking about Malignant now.
Is that out on Blu-ray yet?
I think so.
So I might buy one.
But you know,
it's
the
on
more
digital.
The more
I
thought
that.
About it, it's kind of like Basket Case.
That's what I was thinking. That's
was
exactly
like,
what it felt.
Well, Bailey,
the new Frank Henenlotter.
Yeah, it felt very
Bailey hasn't seen it yet. So
Basket Case?
No, Malignant.
I've seen half of it, and I didn't like it.
Well, the third act is where it's really at.
Yeah,
and
the third
it kind of pisses
me
off.
I waited like 45 minutes, and I was like, I don't know if I like this or not.
But I dug it.
Like
it's up there.
The third act kind of pisses me off because of how like crazy it is. And good. It makes me wish that the other parts were
better.
It makes me want more obscure horror movies like that.
Yeah.
Because nowadays, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, piss anybody off. But, I mean, we get, you know, we got the new Halloween movies going. We got the new Scream movie going. It's just a lot of us bringing up new, like old shit that's now new shit.
Yeah.
And I like Malignant because it was new. It's fresh. And it was nice to have. And it was obscure and different.
Same thing with Psycho Goreman. Like, yeah. I kind of hope that he gets like a trilogy or
dude,
some
I
shit.
I would crowdfund, like, I'd help crowdfund the shit out of that, man, because that would be awesome.
Like, they have, like, a Twitter account, and he's it's really popular.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to, like, I don't know, they're trying to convince the Academy to, like, nominate the movie for Oscars and shit.
Hell
it's not
going
to work.
No,
but,
of course not, but that would be, that's awesome.
But, yeah, like... Yeah, like, I would like to see more movies like Malignant and Psycho Goreman. That's, like, the thing about, like the A24 movies. Like, it feels like they're trying way too hard to be, like these dumbass art house cult classics.
I like some of those.
I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying, like, they're kind of hit or miss.
Yeah.
Well, you also don't really watch art house stuff that much. I don't either. I like schlocky shit.
I do watch art house stuff.
Like what?
Like Razorback.
What is that?
It's like...
You've never heard of Razorback,
you've
bro?
Never heard of Razorback,
never heard
bro?
Of how do you call yourself?
Are you wearing a fucking beret and you've never seen Razorback?
Are you fucking kidding me
I guess
right
like
now?
The modern
you
definition.
Drink chai tea, but you've never seen Razorback, bro?
That's how Five Cream is. Straight up. The plot of... Back to the spoiler talk. By the way, they bring out the fucking Star Wars sequel trilogy, and I leaned over to Zach and I go, is this movie about fucking Star Wars? That's what you missed when you went to the bathroom.
No,
I was going to tell you that joke.
I missed finding out that fucking, like, Randy's, like...
niece and nephew?
Niece and nephew.
The twins. Which they're awesome.
I love their
cool, characters.
But what's her name? I'm just going to say it. She looks like The Rock. She looks like The Rock
so mean.
Much. It's not mean. He's a good-looking guy, but she just looks like The Rock. I couldn't, like, unsee
she's also
it.
A good-looking guy.
Hey.
I'm just playing.
I don't know. I don't know what I was... Fuck.
No, she's awesome. She was, like, one of my favorite
she's
parts
kind
of the movie.
She dressed like Shaggy in the last act, and I dug it.
She's kind of like the new Randy for this movie.
She's like the new Randy.
The nephew was, too, but not as much.
Yeah.
He was just kind of...
I don't know. He's kind of like the jock.
Shag gets his shit rocked,
man. He gets busted.
Busted.
But, yeah, he lives... This is still spoiler talk, by the way.
I'll tell you something I was very impressed with. I think this movie handled, I think, a little better than, like, the newer Halloween movies.
Mm-hmm.
The legacy characters coming back. I think
they
this
didn't
movie,
feel like the stars of this movie.
Yeah, like, they were...
They didn't, like, overstay their welcome.
They were more, like, in the passenger seat this time around. Mm-hmm. I really dug that.
Like, I think there is going to be another, like, movie, at least one more.
Mm.
And I think that, you know, you know.
You know.
Spoiler, Dewey fucking dies.
Dude, he fucking dies, bro. He gets filleted like a fucking fish.
Yeah, sadly. I knew it was coming, but like...
Two knives.
I was honestly
thinking one in the back.
Oh,
one up the
back.
Gut.
I was honestly thinking it was going to be Gale because...
That was the biggest spoiler of the movie, I think.
Yeah,
but...
I was thinking it was going to be fucking Gale because she just seems like...
I thought they were going to be real ballsy and kill Sydney.
I kind of wish they would have...
Would have made the movie a little better.
Well, in Scream 6, if they do Scream 6...
At the same time, though, I think Sydney kind of earned her happy ending. I think she deserves to live
on. I guess,
And have her happy ending.
In Scream 6, though, which I'm pretty sure they're going to do...
Depends how much money this will make.
Even if it takes another 10 years.
Oh, dude, this movie will make money. There's no mind.
Even if it takes like another 10 years, they're probably going to do another one.
In another 10 years? You want to say that again?
In another 10
years. In another 10 years. In another 10 years.
Yeah. In 30 years.
80 Scream years. It's been 84 years.
In 30 years, Scream 6 will hit the cinemas.
Do you have you guys have any other spoiler thoughts for Scream?
I mean, it's like...
Motherfucking a ham
Judy.
Sandwich.
Even
Sheriff
though,
Judy.
Oh, dude. Judy got a body, though.
She fine dime, drink of wine. She fucking dies too.
Oh, that one's sad too.
That one is sad.
You're like, I knew
she was gonna die.
Yeah,
I was kind of upset that Kirby didn't.
Oh,
yeah, where was
her,
this at
yeah,
all?
Where was Kirby? She
like
lived.
Not even in a cameo she or anything, lived, you know?
No Kirby, no Stu.
Gotta give it a zero.
Give it a zero.
Yep, yep. But that's all the thoughts I have. You can hear more of my thoughts whenever Make Every Death Count drops. I believe that's Wednesdays. But yeah, me, Nick, and Riley are going to be talking about that tomorrow. And whenever you hear it, I will share it on our Twitter, obviously. But we're gonna do a little prelude. What is your guys? Not you guys. Not the two at your table. You listening? Yeah, you. I'm talking to you. Hello. How are you? You're looking pretty good today. What's your favorite Godzilla film, guys? I want you to sound off on our Twitter at WCFBTS. I got it right this time.
I'm gonna make a Twitter and judge y'all's.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, this is how Zach's gonna finally make a Twitter.
Yep.
Come on.
I would stay off Twitter forever.
I'm just gonna make it for this episode and then I'm gonna delete it right after.
So yeah, just let us know. What is your favorite Godzilla film? Is it what we're doing this week?
Is it a legendary Godzilla?
Yeah, is it one of the newer ones? Is it older? Is it the original? Yeah. Not American one though.
I don't know, the original's kind of a given.
Yeah.
Whichever one.
Or do you not like Godzilla at all? Do you
tell
just
us
hate
why?
Monsters? Yeah, tell us why. Sound off on our Twitter.
It's got to be the
tell
ones
us why,
with
and then
Gorosaurus.
Give me your address so
in
I
it.
Can.
No.
It's got to be one of the ones with Gorosaurus in it.
Yeah, it's got the two movies that have Gorosaurus in it, and one of them's not even a Godzilla movie. So you get to have one choice.
Yeah. We don't know who Gorosaurus is. He's like the gray T Rex.
Well, then I don't know what to tell you. You uncultured swine.
You fuck you. One more thing before we move on. If you guys like what you're hearing, we as in a collective, as a network, have a Patreon.
Correct.
The Slashing Cast Podcast Network has a Patreon, and you can join for as low as $3 a month.
Correct.
And to be open with you guys, this goes to cover costs of the network. We have a website. We have an app. That costs money.
Yes.
It's kind of expensive.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you guys want to hear more exclusive Patreon content, we have a show. I guess we can tell you what it is now. It's called Let's Try That Again, where the three of us, dare I say sometimes idiots, try to revitalize or revive a dormant franchise, or if we want to make a sequel that we think would be better.
Correct.
We are going
to
write...
Or if we want to rewrite an already existing sequel.
Correct. Perhaps. Perhaps.
Which is kind of... For our first Let's Try That Again episode, that's kind of what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. That's a little teaser. Don't say nothing else.
Yeah.
What you got?
Jingle Bells, Batman Smells.
Thank you.
It's going to be a Nightmare on Elm Street Christmas movie.
Yep.
Hell
animated
yeah.
Christmas
You're kidding,
boogaloo.
Right? Are you being serious?
Animated Christmas boogaloo.
Okay, we'll get to it. Join the Patreon. Low as $3 a month for that. But yeah, Let's Try That Again is one of our exclusive Patreon shows. I think we're going to start doing some commentaries every other month, maybe.
Yeah.
Because commentaries are a lot of work, to be honest with you. I've done two of them in my entire life.
We were half tempted to do a commentary on today's episode.
Oh, dude, it was so... We can, eventually.
I mean, I would do one.
I would, too.
I love this movie.
It's too good not to. But, yeah, for as low as $3 a month, you get, from us anyway, no video episodes yet, maybe a little in the future. But you get Let's Try That Again. Our topic-based episodes are going to be Patreon exclusive now.
History of Horror is coming to Patreon.
That's what our topic-based episodes, I rebranded it. History of Horror is now our topic-based episodes. And it doesn't just, we're going to do sub-genres. Subjects, what about Godzilla? The history of Godzilla.
We'll have odds and ends stuff. We'll have little quirks and projects.
I think Zach's got something he wants to share, but it's not ready yet.
I have a couple things I'm slowly starting to work on that.
We got
stuff
in the pipe, guys. We definitely have stuff in the pipe. So yeah, if you really like us, love us even, borderline romantic, join the Patreon at patreon.com/SNC Network, and we love you long time.
Yes.
What would you have to say?
That's it. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
We'd
like to take this opportunity to thank the sponsor of this episode, Raise Energy. Raise offers a zero-sugar, no-crash guaranteed product with many different flavors. They're not promising magic in a can or a miracle potion, and they're retailing for under $30 per case, while the big-name brands are charging upwards of $35 or even more per case. If you're interested in trying out their product and giving us a little bit of that kickback from your purchase, use the link in the episode description and use our code, capital letters here, WCFBTS, for a 15% off discount at your checkout. Once again, that is WCFBTS for a 15% off at checkout. Thank you, Raise Energy, for sponsoring this episode, the continued support of our show, and I hope you listeners indulge yourself and get yourself a nice, clean energy drink.
So,
what are we doing this week?
We're doing Godzilla versus Biollante.
Oh, yeah?
From 1989.
Oh, yeah?
This is my favorite Godzilla movie. All of them. I mean, besides the original,
this was the first time I saw this movie, so I can't say it's my favorite.
The original is a given. I mean, it just is. Every Godzilla fan knows that.
Yeah.
But this one, besides that, is my favorite Godzilla movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do a very quick plot summary because this, as you're watching it, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Oh, dude, there's like 16 different plot points.
There's a lot of shit going on.
There's a lot of human shit
that I don't care about, to be frank with you.
I think the human aspect in this movie is a lot better than it is in some other Godzilla movies.
To be honest with you, I really don't care about human elements in monster movies.
Like, the guy who invents Biollante seems like he, like, sympathetic and shit.
I like that story a lot. Because
it's his daughter.
Like that story a lot.
Oh, wait, was Erica his daughter?
Yes, she was.
I guess I missed that detail.
Yes, she was his daughter.
You've got all this
shit. We literally just watched this together.
Well, it's kind of hard to stay focused because you have to read subtitles and you
have
to...
I mean, I can do that.
The thing that makes it hard to understand with this movie is the pacing. It's very... And all these movies are like this. The editing is just like, cut to the next scene, cut to the next scene, cut to the next scene. It's very quick. There's no transitionals. It's very quick. So I'll do a quick plot thing. When I lead through my episodes, I'm not going to run through every bit points of the plot anymore. There's no point in doing that.
Okay.
So I'm going to do it very brief and just so you guys kind of get a gist of what's going on.
About two of our listeners just cried.
Oh, well.
I disagree. I think that they would be happier.
I feel like they'll be less bored. I feel like people just want to hear more of our ideas on the movie. So this movie is a sequel to Godzilla Returns from 1984.
If you remember correctly, he falls into a volcano.
He falls into a volcano after getting his ass whipped by a giant flying refrigerator.
To be honest with you, I haven't seen that movie, so I just...
The first Super X. We see Super X 2 in this movie, but the first Super X looks like a giant flying refrigerator.
No.
Whoops his ass into a volcano. And so companies all around the world are capitalizing on Godzilla's destruction and are sending out teams to go scavenge for his cells and genetic... makeup stuff so they could use it for their own means. There's a Middle Eastern company in particular that we follow that does this and sends mercenaries out to collect G cells.
The whole goddamn movie.
Yeah, the whole fucking movie. And they send people out. There's gunfights. There's action scenes. There's a badass Saudi Arabian guy with a fucking Dragunov that's like whooping some ass.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. You see him periodically throughout the movie. The main plot point of this movie is that those cells are given to a scientist who's working on... he's a geneticist. He's working on genetics with plants. And he has a daughter who's also doing the same thing. She's kind of like his assistant slash partner. But she dies in a freak accident one day at the lab. And the movie jumps...
Godzilla, was it because Godzilla?
No, it's just like a freak accident.
Oh.
And so...
That's what happens when you don't follow OSHA guidelines.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So then the movie jumps 5 years later. The scientist, who now has his hands on Godzilla's cells, and decides that he's going to take cells from his deceased daughter, mix them with Godzilla cells and cells from a rose, and creates... Biollante as a means of like so her spirit will live on.
Kind of crazy.
It's very Frankensteinian. Very.
It sounds like a
mad scientist
wouldn't work.
It's very far fetched.
But once you see Biollante, you're like, okay, I like this.
And of course, the same company, the Saudi Arabian company that collects the G-cells, also wants to use them to weaponize them against Godzilla. So they make this bacteria that slowly slows down his metabolism and eventually kills him, is what they were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
While he was in a volcano.
While his ass was in a volcano.
Living with Rodan.
Being roommates with Rodan. They also throw in the mix that there's this psychic lady who has a psychic connection with Godzilla and warns everybody, oh, he's coming back.
I think her name was Miki.
Yeah. And, of course, Godzilla comes back. Biollante escapes the lab that she's in because it is technically Toho's first female monster.
Yeah. It's growing.
And
well, like Mothra, right?
Well, and Mothra, yeah.
Yeah, Mothra would be the first.
So, second.
Yeah.
But still pretty cool. So Biollante escapes and makes it out to this lake, grows into a big fucking titanic-sized rose monster thing, and of course Godzilla fights it multiple times.
Yep.
Gets his ass whooped.
Gets his ace whooped.
His ace.
Biollante has two forms, has like a rose form, then like her final Godzilla-esque.
This isn't even my final form.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's great.
Which surprisingly, her rose form did a lot better than
she looks like a Pokemon.
Second
favored
form.
A lot better. Yeah,
yeah. She was able to take more hits and shit, and actually put Godzilla to shame.
Yeah.
For some reason, the final battle was a lot quicker than I expected.
Yeah, also, there's no, real victor. Yeah. They both just kind of go their separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Biollante, turns into powder and, shoots off into the air, and then Godzilla's like, okay, I cheap.
Yeah, she goes to space.
Yeah.
Which sets up a later sequel, because she goes to space.
Oh, does she make a return?
She ends up helping create another monster in another sequel.
Hmm. Oh.
How the fuck? What happens? Dude, the Heisei era is nuts.
All right. Well, I'll take your word for it.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, military fights Godzilla. That's a given.
This movie is a little all over the place too.
But I love it. Yeah. It's my favorite Godzilla movie.
I enjoyed it. I didn't hate it.
There's a lot of cool shit about this movie, man. I mean, the fact that this movie, Toho held a contest to write the next plot for the next Godzilla film after 1984, and they had over hundreds of people putting in all these different ideas for the screenplay, and they ended up with 10 finalists. I can't remember what the guy's name who won was, but he wrote this. Mm. He wrote what we got, which that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I mean, the fact that this dude's around somewhere that's I helped write a Godzilla movie. That's pretty solid. Monster designs. Biollante looks dope.
Yeah,
I think that she's one of the probably the most interesting looking kaijus in any film I've ever seen.
And, I mean, you can say this about any Godzilla monster, but, unique is a big term I would use for Biollante.
Yeah.
All the other ones are kind of just organic.
Yeah, they're just bigger versions of
animals.
Yeah,
and then Biollante is the plant aspect.
Biollante
so cool.
is like a fucking rose bush lizard thing with a crocodile head.
It's so that spits acid. Yeah, has little mini heads on vines. It's so cool. The fight scenes are great. The first encounter with them is really awesome. A lot of really cool shots there. Godzilla looks great. I think this is one of the movies he looks best in.
He looks, Godzilla in the big body suits that they wear. He always looks goofy in these movies in some shots, but yeah, he does look pretty good.
I think just the Heisei era in general, he looks great.
Yeah,
the suit design is really.
I really like the way he looked in the 70s, so before the Heisei, with Godzilla versus Megalon, and
he looks cute.
Yeah, he looks like a pig.
Yeah, he has a little pig nose.
Yeah,
he kind of had a pig nose.
He has googly eyes.
I'm
and
not
shit.
Too well versed on Godzilla, so I'm gonna stay out of this.
Yeah,
yeah. They need NECA needs to make a figure for the 70s version.
I'm not sure how their licensing works with their Godzilla.
I think
stuff.
A different toy production company owns rights to that or whatever. Because I remember seeing a figure on like eBay and it was like $500.
Yeah, Monster Arts.
Yeah, I was like, I can't get that, but hopefully NECA can scoop the rights.
I think it's Bandai that owns the
Namco.
Bandai. Yeah, those Monster Art figures are cool as fuck. Dude, the Biollante one itself, I think it's like $600.
Yeah.
It's not, like, that's not worth it. It'd be cool to have, but it's not worth it.
But yeah, like, my favorite Godzilla is, like, so if you've ever seen, like, the GIFs of, like, Godzilla drop-kicking Megalon.
Yeah, the gravity-defying dropkick.
That's my favorite.
He slid on his tail.
His spine would snap.
Sit down.
Hey, but he did
cool,
the
though.
Damn thing.
He sure did.
Yeah, that's Kaiju Wrestling.
Baka!
Context for you.
Another kind of fun fact about this movie: this is the first Godzilla movie to use CGI.
Whoa! I know. I know when it happened too.
Yeah, there's a few points you look at.
It's
you're like,
so bad.
Yeah, because like right at the tail end of the '80s is like when CGI first started really becoming a thing.
Thank you, Pixar.
And
thank you.
Yeah.
I love you.
And then they switched from practical to CGI, like, very heavily throughout the 90s, and even more, they made even more use of it in the 2000s, and now it's pretty much all anybody uses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper than practical effects.
Somehow. Yeah. Somehow.
Unless it's, like, Marvel CGI or some shit, then, yeah, like, it's...
But,
another thing I always talk about with these movies, the suit acting is like my favorite part of any of these movies.
There's just a grown man in there.
Yeah, there's a grown-ass man in the Godzilla suit.
One of the suit actors came to Days of the Dead one time. I don't remember which films he played.
I didn't get a chance to meet him.
I don't remember which films he played Godzilla in, but he was there.
Showa, I think.
And he didn't speak a lick of English.
I think you met the Millennium... Yeah. Godzilla suit actor.
Not saying that I have a problem with him not being able to speak English, but he was like, thank you, and that's it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because I think Brayden's youngest brother, Trace, is a big Godzilla fan. He had, like, the PlayStation 4 game.
Yeah, I have that, too.
It goes for, like, $500 plus now.
Yeah, I have that, too. I didn't pay $500 for it,
no,
but I have that.
He bought it for, like, $20 from GameStop. Maybe.
I think so. It was like $20.
Brayden got Trace like a signed autograph by that guy, even though Trace probably has no fucking idea who he is. But he'll probably know who he is one day if he decides keep up to date with Godzilla.
Mm. Yeah, very true.
Do you?
Like I said, with the suit acting, obviously Godzilla, the guy in the suit there, does a great job. But the suit for Biollante was a lot more complicated. There is a suit actor in that suit, but there's also like 18 other people working on that, so all the vines and everything else on Biollante, all that was a mix of suit acting and puppeteering, which is really cool.
Yeah.
It looks great. I love it. It's like
movie magic.
It's like a Jim Henson smoked some crack and fucking
made a Pokemon.
Yeah, made a Muppet. Biollante is the cracked out Muppet. She's great, though.
Bitch.
They were going to, originally, for this movie, it was going to be a fish-rat hybrid.
Fish-rat hybrid.
Well, isn't it like, he fights like a crab thing in one movie,
he
right?
fights, Ebera is that thing's name.
Yeah.
And he fights I think it's called Godzilla versus the Sea Monster. I think is what it's called.
It's like a fucking lobster crab or some shit.
And
that's
when Godzilla looks like a fucking 50-year-old, like, he looks like an old man in those movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
got like a beer gut and everything.
Some of them he looks kind of weird. Like there's like the ones where he's got like the massive lower body.
Mm. Yeah,
and you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. He's got thick thighs.
Yeah,
thick.
This movie kind of makes me sad. This movie didn't do too well. A lot of the Heisei movies didn't do too well.
I think it's mainly because like people. Probably more Western audiences probably were just like, these movies are stupid.
Well, that's the funny thing is that most people, like Western audiences, didn't know these movies existed.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
For a long time, because there was a huge gap in like the 80s and 90s where like people say like over here in the U.S., we didn't get to see these movies until the 2000s.
Yeah. So then the Japanese people probably hated these.
They
probably thought that they were too much.
This movie in particular, they didn't like. It's not. It's because Biollante was so new. Like, yeah. It wasn't, you know, Biollante is no King Ghidorah, you know?
No.
But, I mean, now on par with King Ghidorah, I think Biollante is great. But people then, you know, something new added to the franchise that they grew up watching, I mean, we all know how that goes. Especially with some of the shit that we like. But some of the other films in this franchise didn't do very well. Godzilla vs. Space Godzilla did not do well either.
Crazy.
A lot of the movies that introduced a new monster just didn't do very well.
So then Godzilla versus Destroyer didn't do well.
That one is actually, I think, the most financially successful Godzilla movie.
I was about to say,
because
everybody fucking loves Destroyer now.
Yeah, I mean, Destroyer is another one that's fucking dope.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of Destroyer is so cool. I think 1984 and Godzilla versus Destroyer are the two, like, big hitters for the box office. And probably versus King Ghidorah, because they did, like, the remake of that. Which, that's the one where they, like, go back in time and shit. It's fucking weird. Yeah, I mean, it took over, like, 30... But going back to that, it took 32 piano wires to operate the Biollante suit. And they broke a lot. They had to replace those all the time. And they also... It's kind of... It sets a record... Like, they used 32 for Biollante. They used 22 for King Ghidorah.
Damn. Well, so. Yeah, that would make sense, because, yeah, like, the multiple heads, yeah, you'd probably have to use piano wire for that.
Very
to kind of, like, dangle the heads and whatnot, make them bob or whatever.
I like the sound effects of Biollante as well.
Sounds like a cat.
Kind of does.
A little.
But I like how it's not so butch. Like, it's just like another growl or snarl or something. Yeah. Like, they tried to be unique with it.
Yeah, like, with Biollante and Mothra, like, they had unique noise. I think Rodan had a unique one, because Rodan sounded like a Pokemon.
Yeah. They all kind of do, in a way.
Yeah. But a lot of time, it's just like a big grunt or big growl or some shit.
I guess I like it, too, because, like, since Biollante is confirmed to be, like, a female monster, like, it's very feminine. Mm. It's very fitting for something like that. So, yeah. I thought that was pretty cool, too.
Hell yeah, bitch.
Do you guys have any additional thoughts?
No, I like this movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was good. I'm glad you chose it. It was a good watch. It was a good time.
See, like, we had to watch this together because of the distribution shit.
Fucking Miramax.
It's not really available for streaming. There's not, like, a current, like, Blu-ray or DVD release unless you're willing to pay.
You can buy it for the low price of $150 on eBay.
So, Zach had, like, a DVD of it from, like, I don't know, probably when he was a little kid or some shit.
No, I bought that particular DVD when I worked at Karma back at
because he had the power to order DVDs.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think I paid $50 for it.
Hopefully they can get that shit figured out so that I can get my own copy, because for this being my first, like, time watching it, like, I thought it was good. It's just with a lot of these, like, kaiju films and, like, movies with subtitles especially, I need to watch them on my own.
Mm. Yeah.
Because when I have friends around, we do kind of cut up a bit.
Yeah. And it also doesn't hurt to watch them more than one time.
Yeah. Right. So
pick up on a lot more.
So, yeah, I mean, like, just based off of my first impression alone, I would probably give it, like, a 7.
That's solid.
Yeah. I mean, there's worse kaiju films out there. Like, even in the Godzilla, filmography or whatever.
There definitely is.
Yeah. I mean, hell, I ain't gonna lie. Like, the 70s ones are ass.
I'm talking Reptilicus, bro.
I just like them for some reason. You get Pig Nose Godzilla and Jet Jaguar.
Jet Jaguar.
And
the growing and shrinking robot that makes no fucking sense.
Yeah. It was basically like a ripoff of Ultraman, wasn't it?
Yeah. It also wasn't supposed to be a Godzilla movie.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They just took a script and they looked at it and they said, put Godzilla in that. And then they threw it together. Because a lot of that film is also stock footage. So,
what are you guys going to rate this movie?
I give it
a 7.
I give it a 10 out of 10 because I love this fucking movie.
All right. I'm going to go with Brandon. 7.
It's a solid score.
7. Hell
7?
Yeah. Man.
Seven?
So, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We came from beneath the sea. Do you guys have any last thoughts before we sign off here?
Those are the Nick always used to say, get your pets spayed or neutered.
Get your pets spayed or neutered.
I don't know why that came to my mind. I just did.
You miss Slash and Cast.
I do. I miss Slash and Cast.
Yep. I think about bringing it back.
Do it, please.
I was gonna say, are they not like doing shit right now?
This has been busy.
Oh.
So yeah, if you liked what you heard, consider leaving us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We'd really appreciate it. Really, we really would.
Do it.
I would cry from happiness. But yeah.
Cry and pee.
And rate us how you like us.
Cry?
You don't have to leave us a 5, but a 5 would be nice. I got 5 on it.
Any feedback is appreciated.
Yes, yes. And we'll be back next week with Night of the Comet. Brandon's been wanting to do this movie for the last 4 months.
Yep.
Which, you know, like, so it's been a long time since I've seen this movie, but I'm pretty sure it's a New Year's movie.
It is.
So, like, we probably should have done it a little sooner.
In the first month of the new year, but Brandon.
There's still probably going to be somebody out there that would be like, man, this motherfuckers are fucking...
Y'all suck! You're late! But, we'll be back with Night of the Comet from 88?
84.
Damn, I was way off.
84. It's a good movie. And it is streaming on Tubi. For all who want to watch along before you listen to our episode,
streaming on Hubie.
Yes.
At least it was last time I checked. I'm pretty sure it still is.
Tubi doesn't really take shit off their platform, so.
Oh, they do.
I mean, I don't really use it, so.
I've been on there a couple times.
While Brandon's searching, just real quick, if you guys want to follow our socials again, our Twitter, WCFBTS, and then Facebook is just at We Came From Beneath the Sea, and so is our Instagram.
Hell yeah.
Get some engagement on there, send us some DMs. Episode suggestions are welcomed.
Tweet
also, if you guys want to email us with long form reviews, episode ideas, Patreon ideas, whatever.
Your favorite food.
Your favorite food. Maybe we'll try it. Our email is beneath the sea pod at gmail.com. All lowercase letters.
Very nice.
Beneath the sea pod at gmail. Just one more time. And, until we're back next week with Night of the Comet, be kind to each other. Stay safe. COVID's getting worse again.
Stay healthy.
Stay healthy. And be stay considerate. Spooky. Stay considerate.
Tip your waiters.
You loyal. Get your pets spayed or neutered.
Yep, get your pets spayed or neutered.
Night of the Comet do be streaming on Tubi.
It really do be on Tubi.
And on Pluto TV if you have that.
Ooh. All right. Bye.
Sayonara.